With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. It is continuing overseas with the war in Israel and Hamas. Now Israel's military ordering more areas in and around Gaza's second largest city of Khan Yunis to evacuate as it shifts its offensive to the southern half of the territory where it says many Hamas leaders are hiding. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight and into this morning in the area of Khan Yunis, as well as the southern city of Rafah, as well as parts of the north that had been the focus of Israel's blistering air and ground campaign. Marsha Blackburn says several things are key when it comes to U.S. support for Israel's war effort.
Make certain that we continue to support Israel, that we support Israel's ability to defend themselves and their people, and that we continue the military sales program that we have had with them.
Among the many indicators, Blackburn says it proves the UN should never be allowed to oversee Gaza once the war comes to a close. She was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. U.S. health officials update the early onset of winter viruses.
Federal health experts say flu is picking up steam, while RSV lung infections that can hit kids and older people hard may be peaking. COVID-19, though, continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As for the flu season, seven states were reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses in early November. The tally was up to 11 states, mostly in the South and Southwest. I'm Norman Hall.
Venezuelans heading to the polls to try to decide the future of a large swath of neighboring Guyana. The vote today is the government's latest attempt to claim ownership of a territory it argues was stolen when a north-south border was drawn more than a century ago. SRN News. In Ukraine, religious freedom issues are being raised.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of the Ohio Constitution December 7th, a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters decided the issue, raising questions about implementation. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws. Democrat lawmakers, though, already moving to repeal the state's heartbeat law. SRN News. Senator Rand Paul may have saved a colleague's life.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, was choking on food during a luncheon when fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. The incident occurred Thursday during a closed-door Republican lunch in the Capitol. Shortly after, Ernst posted on social media to thank Paul, who formerly worked as an eye doctor. Ernst joked that she was choking on woke policies. She was seen walking in the Capitol after the incident, and senators said they were grateful Paul was ready to help her. Keith Peters reporting.
Philadelphia City Council passed legislation to ban ski masks in some public spaces. Supporters of the measure say it'll increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. Legislation passed on Thursday now goes to Democrat Mayor Jim Kenney. More details at srnnews.com.